It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Somebody, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. Wiki Corner today brought to you by, did I surprise you?
No.
Wiki Corner brought to you by Niblack Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. What are we learning about on today's Wiki Corner?
So I came across something on the internet last night.
Right.
And it sort of blew my mind. And so I thought I needed to share this with the world because not everybody knows this. You didn't know this when before I told it to you, did it?
Did not know this, no.
So Brussels sprouts.
Yes.
You really don't like Brussels sprouts.
Not at all.
I like Brussels sprouts. But okay. I think you don't like Brussels sprouts because they used to taste different. Did you know that?
You tell me this, yeah.
They used to taste different than they do now. It wasn't until the 1990s that they started to taste like they do now with the Brussels sprouts we do.
How did they change make Brussels sprouts
taste good? In the 90s, speaking of downloading music illegally, in the 90s, a Dutch scientist named Hans van Doorn, who worked
Hans van Doorn?
Yeah.
That's the most Dutch name ever, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, but he's real.
Okay.
He worked at a seed and chemical company, and he identified the chemicals that made Brussels sprouts taste bitter.
Yeah.
At that point, there was a small handful of companies that sold Brussels sprout seeds, and they started looking through their archives for old varieties that had lower levels of the bitter chemicals. Mm. This enabled Dutch seed companies to crossbreed these low bitterness varieties with modern high yield varieties, over time producing a significant increase in the popularity of the vegetable.
Genius.
Right?
Genius.
But you still don't like them, even though...
I don't, because you could just get something that tasted better. You don't have to genetically engineer something that tastes bad to make it taste good.
You're making it taste better, though.
Yeah, but you could just grow something else.
Right. Well...
Like a cucumber. You don't have to doctor the taste of a cucumber. There's not a lot of flavor there, but it's not bad. You don't have to take badness out of it.
Well, they made it better anyways. So though native to the Mediterranean region with other cabbage species, Brussels sprouts first appeared in Northern Europe during the 5th century. They were later cultivated in the 13th century near Brussels, Belgium, which is why they are called Brussels sprouts.
And I'd like to point out that they are called Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, there's an S there.
There's an S, and I've been saying it wrong my whole life.
Brussels sprouts.
Imagine my embarrassment.
Yeah. Predecessors to modern Brussels sprouts were probably cultivated in ancient Rome. Brussels sprouts, as they are now known, were grown possibly as early as the 13th century in what is now Belgium. The first written reference dates to 1587.
Wow.
During the 16th century, they enjoyed a popularity in the southern Netherlands that eventually spread throughout the cooler parts of Northern Europe, reaching Britain by the 17th century.
Right.
Brussels sprouts grow in temperature ranges of 45 to 75 degrees Fahrenheit, with the highest yields at 59 to 64 degrees.
That's the sweet spot.
The ideal temperature, yeah. Fields are ready for harvest 90 to 180 days after planting. The edible sprouts grow like buds in spiral patterns along the side of long, thick stalks, which are about 24 to 47 inches tall. Maturing over several weeks from the lower to the upper part of the stalk, and each stalk can produce 2 to 3 pounds of Brussels sprouts.
I don't think most people know what that looks like because it's a massive stalk. Didn't you buy one somewhere?
Yes, I bought one down here at Sunscape, the farm stand down there, yeah.
And you showed me a picture of it.
Yeah, they're huge. It's huge.
I never knew where Brussels sprouts came from, nor did I care,
huge,
but you showed me.
A huge, tall, thick stalk.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they just grow all around them. Yeah.
What do you do with the stalk, by the way? Because it was like... Two feet long.
I think I threw mine away,
you have to snap it in half to get in the garbage can?
Yeah, saw it, yeah.
Everything about the Brussels sprout
is
just
the garbage
unappealing.
It was big. Yeah. So it is unclear when Brussels sprouts were introduced to the United States, but French settlers in Louisiana are known to have grown them. The first commercial plantings began in the Louisiana Delta in 1925, and much of these plantings would move to the Californian Central Coast by 1939. Currently, several thousand acres are planted in coastal areas of San Mateo, Santa Cruz, and Monterey counties in California, which offer an ideal combination of coastal fog and cool temperatures year-round.
Perfect.
Most U.S. production is in California, with a smaller percentage of the crop grown in the Skagit Valley in Washington, and also, to a lesser degree, on Long Island.
Oh, Long Island. Long Island, known for its Brussels sprouts.
Yeah. Total U.S. production is around 32,000 tons, with a value of $27 million. About 80 to 85% of U.S. production is for the frozen food market, with the remainder for fresh consumption. Brussels sprouts are a good source of vitamin C, A, potassium, calcium, and fiber, and they also contain some protein.
So you can get frozen Brussels sprouts?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
Like bird's eye? Like if I go to
I think so. In the frozen section at Wegmans? Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Yeah. The tallest Brussels sprout plant was 10 feet, 11.8 inches.
Wow.
And it was grown in Hawthorne, California in July of 2022. The most Brussels sprouts eaten in 1 minute is 31.
Oh.
And that was achieved by somebody in Sweden in November of 2008. As per the guideline, the Brussels sprouts were eaten using a cocktail stick, and only one Brussels sprout was spiked, eaten, and swallowed at a time.
Well, you got to have rules, Sarah.
You do. Absolutely.
All right. That's that's a record I will not be trying to beat.
No.
We'll leave it standing.
Okay.
You picked out a record to go along with Brussels sprouts, did you, Sarah?
Yeah. So because the taste has improved so much,
yes,
we're going to play Yummy, Yummy, Yummy by Ohio Express.
We'll do it. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. It's the Ohio Express and Yummy, Yummy, Yummy. 426, Sarah Dierramund is why did we just play that record?
We were talking about Brussels sprouts.
Sure.
Because we've learned that they used to taste different.
Yes.
They used to taste much more bitter up until the 90s when they were able to crossbreed that out of them. Somehow.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they fixed them.
Yeah.
Let's recap things most take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
Okay, Brussels sprouts are named for Brussels, Belgium.
California grows the most Brussels sprouts in the U.S.
And the tallest Brussels sprout stalk was nearly 11 feet tall. That's
Jeez.
A lot of Brussels sprouts.
That is a lot of them. Who snaps them off? Who's the one that snaps them off that massive stalk?
I don't know.
Stalk?
I guess I don't know if there's like, do they have machines that do that? I don't know how, because they're like all the way around the stalk. So I don't know. I have no idea.
They were pretty. I mean, I will say they were kind of pretty on that stalk.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only nice thing I will say
it's
about
like a
Brussels
weapon,
sprouts.
Honestly, it was very heavy, right. And yeah, I didn't know where to put it either because. Like, you can't put that in the fridge.
What'd you do? Throw it in the trunk of your car to drive home? Like, it's big.
It's big, yeah. I don't know. No, I think it was in the back seat.
Neighbors are like, what the heck did she get?
What if we started, like, growing those, like, in your backyard? What would your neighbors think?
That you were weird?
They would be like, what is that?
She must be from Long Island.
Yeah.
Folks want to learn more about Brussels sprouts. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my Wiki blog.
Sure.
If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It's all up there. Plus, you can archive this stuff up at YouTube. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner. You find all the archive right there. I brought to you by Nimblack Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. Don't forget, we also stream this live on our Facebook page every day at 4:10 as well. You can tune in and see pictures. The people who've been on Facebook have been seeing pictures of Brussels sprouts for the last 15 minutes.
Today. They look good.
They don't. They yeah.
I did buy, you know, and it's funny because I bought Brussels sprouts this weekend at Wegmans.
Oh.
And then it was last night. I saw there was a video that showed up in my algorithm about this.
Oh, they
Brussels
knew.
Sprouts. And
they
I was
knew.
Like, I think they knew. I think they knew.
Well, now after this, you are going to be.
What kind of
through October, you're going to be getting Brussels sprout ads on your phone. Sarah, thanks so much. Appreciate coming in today. Fresh episode tomorrow, 4:10.
Yes.
Looking forward to it. Traffic, weather, those things are next on Legends 102.7.